If you're listening to me today by way of internet, I want to encourage you to download the, it'll say their PDF map. You'll need to see this because I'm going to be teaching according to this map, and you'll have to have this in your hand to understand the reference of what I'm speaking from. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and download that while you're listening. Praise the Lord. When the Lord Jesus was standing before Nicodemus, he started speaking things, and Nicodemus, being a master in Israel, didn't even understand what he was saying. He said, what if the Son of Man ascended up where he was before, or descended down in the lower parts? He goes, for no man has ascended into heaven. He goes, if I told you earthly things and you can't understand, what if I told you heavenly things, heavenly things? Now, this is a very important principle because he goes, no man ascended into the heavens except the Son of Man that descended from the heavens. And this is what he said, even the Son of Man that's in heaven, say in heaven. When the Lord was speaking to Nicodemus, he was speaking to him from a heavenly place. The Lord's words came out of heaven because he constantly abided in his Father. There was no gap between heaven and earth with the Lord. The glory that was upon his life, the anointing without measure that was upon him, the power and the glory was on him because of the place he lived and dwelt with the Father and with God. He came to open this window and open this door for us. He came to open this on our behalf. We see in Ephesians chapter 1, if you'll go over there for a minute, this is verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, say dispensation. If you look at Galatians 4:4, it said, when the fullness of times came, God sent forth his Son. So we know the dispensation, the fullness of times, is our dispensation. Say our dispensation. So he's talking about now. So the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him. And so a lot of the Bible scholars don't really know what to do with that. They say, well, that's some future event. He's going to gather us. Well, if he's going to gather us, we'd all be in heaven. We wouldn't be both in the earth in him. We'd all be in heaven in him. And all of heaven would be in him. And then we would be in him in heaven. So they don't know what to do with that because they don't understand the purpose by which Jesus came was to bring us and restore us back into divine fellowship, divine union, divine dominion, and operating under divine inheritance. Say divine inheritance. But to do that, the Lord understood that the enemy had woven himself in the fabric of this world system by the curse, and he brought the curse of the law of sin and death into the earth, and God had to gain legal entrance, and his restoration had to be outside of the enemy's domain. So God had to do all of this. The Lord had to do all this. He had to put everything that we are in heavenly places. In Christ, say in Christ. Everything that God wants to give you is in heavenly places. Amen? He had to give us access and pathways to it and understanding of it. The Bible says, by faith, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Come boldly from the grace. So we've talked about this. Everything's about going to where God is. Amen? What we're trying to do, our goal, our inevitability of our faith is to receive the kingdom and operate in the kingdom. Amen? Here in the earth. Kingdom's not a formula. The kingdom is a relationship. Amen? The kingdom is divine union with God. Amen? So I began to tap into this glory about 2 weeks ago, and it was glorious. It was amazing. And so last Sunday, how many of you here last Sunday? I tried to give all this to you in words. I was seeing the whole, what's in your hand in a picture. I tried to preach in words. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you can't preach this no longer with words. They can't see your words. Certain revelations, you can paint the picture because this is too big for you to preach in words only. And that's when he gave me that image in prayer. I saw that image and I saw the outline of it and it was downloaded to me. And I said, oh, that's it right there. Praise the Lord. That's everything I'm trying to say. He said in dispensation of fullness of times, he might gather together in one. See, he gathers everything together. His plan is not for you to live as an earth creature all your life, much less a flesh creature. And do things the way of man, operate the way of man with a little bit of anointing. His plan was to bring all things into Christ. Everything on the earth, his people uploaded. Everything in heaven downloaded. Christ Jesus is the convergence of all things. We were meant to live in him. In him we live and move and have our being. In the church today, when you say things like that, you were raised together, made to sit together. You live in him. You get positioned in him. You dwell in him. In him we live, move, and have our being. People look at you like a cow at a new gate. Like that's foreign. You're a spirit being. Say, I am a spirit being first. Not second, not third, first. You are a spirit being made in the image of God. He restored you to operate like him. He restored you to receive from him. He restored you to move in the realm of the spirit. Now, where all this gets a little crazy is when people start moving in the realm of the spirit without revelation. Without maturity and mature revelation, you'll start moving in the wrong place. Believe me, the enemy's got a lot of stuff in the second heaven. If you're not moving by wisdom and revelation, you'll believe that you're operating in the spirit. What you're doing is operating in the flesh. And then the second tactic that the enemy wants to use is he wants to get us all engaged in constant spiritual warfare in the second heaven. Fighting against principalities and powers. Yes, you wrestle with them. I've been wrestling with one today. They come. You wrestle with them, but your life is hidden with Christ in the Father. What you're looking at today is 25, 28 years culmination of training, but especially the last 5 years when we start talking about the right hand of God, it's a culmination of the glory realm, the right hand of God, wisdom's house, the kingdom. Say the kingdom before you ever see it here. You're going to have to see it there. You're going to have to acclimate to it there. Does God bring down his gifts? Yes. Does God work with us here? Yes. Is it God's best? No. God's best is for us to dwell in the glory. You know, almost in any generation, you can count on two hands, men that touch or women that touch the realm of God's glory. And when they do, it transforms everything. Like Catherine Kuhlman, she touched the glory of God. What was coming out of her wasn't a gift. That was a realm she was cut up in. When men touch the realm of God's glory, it changes things. They bring something back that this world has no defense for, that the systems of this world have no defense for, that sickness and poverty and disease has no defense for. They're bringing something from another realm. Our answer is not to try harder in this realm. Our answer is to escape this realm. Our answer is to dwell in that realm. And to do that, we're going to have to acclimate and we're going to have to learn about that realm. You got to understand how to move in that realm. And you have to move by revelation. And you got to understand what's in there. Another thing, people get into the realm of glory, they get in one place. They go to the same place each time, and that's glory to them. That's what it is. The realm of glory is all things. It's very big. It's amazing. We've been fearfully and wonderfully made. It's amazing what he's done when he's restored us to who we are. It's amazing how you can move in these dimensions now. It's like opened wide open. Especially in the last 14 days, this realm is just, it's just open. You can move in it, operate in it. I'm having encounters left and right. Listen to me. If you've ever listened to anything I say, everything's about to shift. There is major transition coming. And he is talking, not even talking. The interesting thing about the realm of glory, and I'm going to start getting to this image here in a second. The interesting thing about the glory is when you're there, you're operating from a place that's already done. You're interceding from a place that's already done. It's like you already arrived to the next level. You're making the intercession, but you're living in the next level. It's just really wonderful. You're quite harmonious with it. Everything's perfect. Everything he's saying is very vivid and real and living. And everything he's saying to you, it's like you're not even where you were anymore. You're living in a place and it's so harmonious there, so full of faith there, and so glorious. And you get back to this realm and it's not easy sometimes because you get back to this realm and like, I'm still here. But when I'm there, do you understand? When I'm there, we're not even where we are right now as a church. We're in another place. I'm living in the next place right now. I'm not just seeing it. I'm living in there. Because that's what the realm of glory is. Part of one of those seats. Look on that outer fringe of that circle. You see down at the bottom that says omnipresence, time habitation. That's an operation of the glory. That's an operation. The prophets will see things because they've been given a prophetic gift. They'll look into things. When you learn to operate in the glory, not only will you see it, you'll dwell there. You'll move there. You'll abide there. You'll get clothed from that place. And you think, well, that's so far out there. You know, I'm here, you're there, and you know, I just come in for Sunday morning. You wouldn't probably be in this church if you had that mentality. Well, I don't know how to do this. Well, I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you how to do it with a lot of things that I've learned through the school of hard knocks. I've learned a lot of things about protocol. I learned a lot of things that caused me to stop out. I've learned a lot of things about the pathway, say pathway. It's all relationship based, but there's some things if you move along the pathway of God, you'll find it a lot easier to get into the fullness of God's glory. Amen? It all begins with what? That little red dot in the middle called the door. Everything about this realm, you don't move just through desire alone. You move by the word. Say the word. You come into a living relationship of awareness with that word. There's a lot the Bible says about the door. Having therefore access by faith in this grace we understand. Jesus said, I am the door. If by me any man entereth in, he'll go in and out. Say in and out. That's what that red arrow is on that page. Everything begins with the door. If you don't make it through the door, all this other realm, yes, you'll tap into. Yes, you can get exposed to it. Yes, you can encounter it, but not consistently. I want to teach you how to encounter this realm. It's not just about encounter. I want you to know that there is a living, breathing inheritance that's been paid for in blood, which you've already been given. It's in that realm. Everything you're working for, everything you're striving for, everything the church is striving for, all the things that we do has already been finished there. We keep going around the same mountain, and you say that in your exhortation, same mountain over and over and over, and trying to get a different result. You're not going to get a different result because the result is in the realm of glory. It's not here. We want more. You're going to have to learn to move into that place. That's why the kingdom of God said it's like a pearl of great price. It's like a treasure hidden in the field. If you don't get a revelation of what's in there, you're not going to sell your life out. I mean, believe me, to get what's in there, you're going to have to sell your life out. You're going to have to submit to a training, equipping. It's not going to be just that easy to walk up in there and stay in there. There are things you have to learn. When you went to the college, did you pretty much know you're going to 4 years going into it? Do you question the fact that you had to probably do 4 to 6 hours of classroom a day and another 4 hours of study? Anything worth anything, you're going to have a vision for it. You have to believe it's what he said is there. If you believe what he said is there, you can have what he says you can have. More importantly, he's going to employ you in the kingdom too. Your gift's there. How many of you want to know what your calling is? Do you know that the Lord, he ascended on high, led captivity captive, and what? Received gifts from men in Psalms. He ascended on high, led captivity captive, and gave gifts from men. Where do you think he gives them from? Where he is, ascended on high. You see that outer fringe there that says, golden lampstand, kings and priests. The whole apostolic government is there upon him. It said the government is upon his shoulder. I want to teach you how to sit with him in your function, in your calling, so you can receive it, acclimate to it, learn of it, and walk it into the earth. Amen? Otherwise, you can wait for 20 years for him to do it. Or you can enter into what he's already done. There's a lot that he's done. Amen? You've got to enter into what he's done. We always want, God, bring what you've done to me. God says, come unto me where I done it. So we go through the door. I want you to go to Matthew 6. I'm going to throw you for a Lord's Prayer loop here. I know you think you've heard what I'm about to say, but I don't think you've heard what I'm about to say. I think you've only heard part of what I'm about to say. Here we go. Here's the door scripture right here. The Lord's Prayer is never meant to be a recital, my friends. The Lord's Prayer is the dynamics of prayer. It's operations of prayer. It's operations. The Lord's Prayer is interwoven throughout this entire image. Case in point, verse 6. When you prayest, said, enter into your closet. That closet, actually in the Greek, means the inner sanctuary. Kingdom of God is what? Within you. Enter in by the door. And when you shut the door, that's shutting the door of the flesh world, pray the Father which is there. So wherever you just went when you went in this sanctuary, the Father was present. Say the Father was present. You've just moved into a jurisdictional shift from the world into a spiritual jurisdiction where the Father, a spiritual Father, is present. You're in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. You've shut the door to the realm of the natural. That's what's called moving through the door. Now, if you look at your diagram there, one of the first levels you're going to encounter going through the door is the throne of grace. You don't always have to go to the throne of grace, but in the beginning, you might want to go to the throne of grace every time. The throne of grace is a place where you're going to find, listen, the doorway of Christ is always open. Well, you don't know what I did yesterday. That's what the throne of grace is for. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Do you think the throne of grace is a natural throne somewhere in this earthly jurisdiction? It's a spiritual throne. If he invited you to come to find help and mercy, obviously you needed help and mercy so you could get through the door to get the help and mercy. You can come through the door of Christ by faith alone. No matter what you look like, no matter what you did. The first place, if you need it, you've got to go to the throne of grace. That's where you find help. That's where you find mercy. Now, for the extraction, transference, and travel, moving, anything you do in this realm is done by faith. Say faith. And it's done by awareness, but that's the way it's done. So as you move through the door, you go to the throne of grace, you receive help, you receive mercy. That's the place you deal with your sin issue. That's the place you receive. You got to get there. You got to be there. Amen? Now listen, you're not going to be living in sin every day. Praise God, hopefully not. Hallelujah. So when you go through the door, you don't always got to go to the throne of grace. I mean, if you're doing pretty good and you're high on the mountain, you're going straight through. One of the first places I always go to. So if you don't have to stop by the throne of grace, one place I always, always, always move to is the rest. Say the rest. The Bible says, labor to what? Enter into the rest. He that's entered into the Lord's rest has ceased. There's a ceasing there. It's not something you've done. It's something he's done. I want you to write them down. Understanding the awareness of God. Second teaching, atmospheric thieves. Third teaching, temple protocol. These three teachings are going to help you immensely get through the door on a daily basis. Let's go back to the image. One of the first places I always, always go to is the rest. Say the rest. He says, come unto me all that labor and heavy laden, And I will give you what? Rest. You can't move in the kingdom burdened. You can't move in the kingdom with anxiety, anxiousness. You can't move in the kingdom with restlessness of soul and heart. You have to understand, in this realm, God can wash, lift, bathe, baptize you in the rest. For you to go any further on a consistent basis, you need to learn the place called the rest. Say the rest. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down. Say lie down. In green pastures, He leads me beside still waters. All of this is a living place. The rest is a living place. I use that still water all the time. I become aware of the stillness and the still waters. The realm of the rest. You can move into the rest. You can become aware of the place of rest. When you move into it, it's full of rest. So it's going to bring rest to you. It's going to wash your burden. It's going to wash the anxiety. It's going to wash your unrest. It's going to bring you into harmony. Say harmony. That's part of that circle. Harmony. It's going to bring you into peace. What you're doing is getting ready to move further into the realm of glory. Because you can't move in the realm of glory full of unrest. It's not going to, full of burden. You're not going to get past the realm of rest. You're going to sit right there. But once you learn to move into the rest. Now let me tell you something. With every one of these levels, it's going to take some faith. Say faith. You're going to have to work the level a little bit. But once you get it, it's easy to move into it. What took you maybe weeks and weeks or months and months to achieve, you can move right into because your faith will take you right there. That's how faith works. Once you get the pathway, just think about something you've got in your life with God, a pathway. You might have a pathway with worship, and as soon as you get there, you're there. Boom. You can open these pathways by faith. Our ultimate goal is to get into the fullness. Say fullness. And we want kingdom transference into the earth. And if I don't get moving, I'm never going to get there today with you. Hallelujah. The rest is huge. What I found, because I'd get so excited, I'd come in there and want to start transacting kingdom business. I want a transaction just like you do. How many of you need kingdom transaction? You need the kingdom in your life. Whether you know it or not, you desperately need the kingdom. We need the kingdom. That's what we're after. We're not going to be depending on a gift for the rest of our life and think this city is going to fundamentally be shaken and changed. We need kingdom. Say the kingdom. And understanding, there are times I just stop out. And I found that I have to move into harmony and rest with God. I'm going to teach you about divine healing in a minute if I get there. How to access divine healing. Why it takes people so long to get healed. How many of you ever had an infirmity in your life and you exercised faith, and stopped out? Wasn't it frustrating? And you believed that Jesus bore your sickness and carried your pains, didn't you? And you confessed it, didn't you? And it didn't happen. There's gifts, there's operations of divine healing, but I'm talking about receiving from heaven for you. I'm going to show you how to do that. The next level, union. You have to know your inherited rights for every area you move into. I was raised together. I was made what? To sit together with Him in heavenly places. Say in heavenly places. Colossians says, if you've been raised together with Christ, seek those things that are above where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections upon things that are above, for you are dead to this world and your life is hidden with Christ. What? In the Father. That image is your life. It's in Christ that's hidden in the Father. All of that is yours. Amen? I enter divine union like I enter anything else. I become aware of the position. I get all the scripture concerning being found in Him, dwelling in Him, abiding in Him, seated together with Him, raised together, and I become aware that I'm in Him. As you practice the awareness, the reality of it begins to manifest. The next level is what everybody wants. Now you can enter this No doubt about it. God comes to you with this and you can enter into it. This is the worship in spirit and in truth, and it's perfect love. Everybody can enter into a measure of God's presence. You can put a song on and enter into a place. No doubt about it. But if you want to enter in, but how many of you know there's always this fuller place? There's always this more glorious place. And sometimes you just can't get there every time with a song, but you want to get there. You want to get there. You've been there. You know what it tastes like. It's glorious. It's good. I mean, even in the Father's love. Sometimes God will bring it to you. But you can enter into that position every single day when you understand how awareness works. We can be in that place, and it comes out of the position of union. One of the things I found when I focus on union first, worship comes very easy. You remember the Bible says the Father what? Seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. What does that mean? In spirit. God is a spirit. They that worship Him must what? Worship Him in spirit and what? And in truth. You worship Him where He is. All of this is about being where He is. What does it mean in truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When you come through the doorway, when you come through Christ, when you come through union with Christ, you're automatically positioned for worship. Do you have to do it that way? No. But if you do it that way, you're going to find yourself more consistent, and it's going to be ever increasing and ever growing. And the love of the Father is going to be there on a very consistent basis. Partakers. The Bible says we are what? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in Christ. Can you just find yourself in one of these places? Yes. I'm talking about being sons and daughters of glory, operating consistently, moving consistently, moving in fullness consistently, not being yo-yo Christianity, not being the glory one day and in the flesh the next day, ever increasing what? From glory to glory. Not just hitting a patch of it and say, oh wow, and then back and back up. I want to teach you to go from glory to glory. Say glory to glory. To do that, you're going to have to understand a little bit of the protocol. What makes it work? What creates the harmony? How do you get positioned? How do you move in that? Because ultimately we want the glory realm. That inescapable glory realm. The one that everyone's looking for, prophesying for, crying out for, fasting for, repenting for. Everything we do for it. We want the glory. Everybody wants the glory. The men and the women that found the glory of God in their generation changed the world. The glory comes. When you find it there, it comes down to where you are. God is going to call this generation up. There is a remnant that's going to hear the clarion call. He's opening the revelation. So now it's no longer a mystery. There's 200 messages that teach you about what's in this realm. Teach you how to get there, how to access, how to move into it without being crazy, goofy, or squirrely. Ultimately, we want the glory realm. What is in the Lord's Prayer? The first thing you do is position and hallowed be thy name. There's always going to be an element of fellowship of the Father, worshiping of the Father. It's part of the protocol. You don't go and start transacting kingdom business until you've been with the Father. What I'm finding the hardest thing to do is I get with the Father and I don't want to leave that place. I love this. And I know I need to get into operating in that wheel that out of way. I need kingdom transfers, but I get it caught up in the Father. I said, I'm liking it so much. The love. Some people know how to move right to that place. They dwell in the love. It's glorious. He's marvelous. It's amazing how much He loves us. It really is. It's amazing how differently you view yourself when you're in His glory and in on the earth. See, when you're with Him, you're caught up in His love. When the others, you're struggling with things, there's no struggle there. You can write it down. There's no struggle in the glory realm.
We are called to live in the glory realm.
There are people out there that are hungry, that are thirsty, that are driving against walls. They don't know how to enter into things that we take for granted, the things that we understand. They're driving into the walls. They're getting caught up in religion. Their whole spirit's being wasted by beaten air. They're called to the glory. They have the hunger for the glory. They're teachable, but they don't know how to get there. And we have the answer, and God has to raise the ladder now. For the glory. And he said, this is different. This ladder, this lighthouse, this is going to bring heavenly things to the earth by way of media. You're going to preach heavenly things on the media, not just me. There are people that must hear this to prepare for the last days. What you have in your lap right there. To understand how to operate in that dimension. What you do with it is complete your business. But listen, there are people that would die to have something like it because they don't know how to get there. I've seen so many people stopped out in revival. I've seen one group after another get slaughtered. This church has gone through more warfare than you could ever imagine. And you're still here, praise the Lord. There are spirits when you go after revival with hatred, with venomous hatred. There are strong men that fight men and women that go after the realms of God's glory. Because the enemy knows what's there. Because he knows what you're going to bring down from that place he has no defense for. He knows if you touch that place, if you learn to operate there, he'll have no defense for you. What comes out of that realm supersedes anything in this realm. You can get clothed in that realm. You can get transferences from that realm. You can get deposits from that realm. You can sit in seats that are full of blessing and full of glory and full of healing and full of power. And you can come back down here. And when that stuff comes down here, the enemy has no defense for it. He has a defense when you're operating by a gift. He wants to keep you down here so he can beat your lights out. Manage you. Keep you operating the way humans operate. We are of an order of sons and daughters of the Most High God. We have been granted dominion. Omnipotent dominion to sit with him and restore dominion. But it's all there. All the spiritual blessings are in heavenly places. And it's always going to be there. You are the agency by which God transfers it. I'm about to say something to you. When you start reaching the realms of glory, what does he say after that with the Father? Thy kingdom come. Now, interesting. Thy kingdom come. Where is that person praying that from? When he says, thy kingdom come. Where are you presently? You're in Matthew 6:6. You're in the presence of the Father and you're saying, Father, thy kingdom come. You know that word come means transfers from one to another. Then thy will be done on the earth. Notice the distinction as it is here in heaven. Thy will be done on the earth. Look at where the person's praying from. Your will be done on the earth as it is here, as it is in heaven. But he said, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom transfer. Do you know what that part of that was? Your position before the Father. You're sitting in that realm of that glory. You're sitting on one of those 12 seats of outer perimeter. But those are not outer perimeters. That's the fullness of glory. You're sitting on one of those seats. Say, Father, I see it. I beheld your glory. My eyes have been opened. I see it. I'm dwelling in it. I'm clothed in it. That kingdom transfer to me. Come. Let it transfer. Why? You're the one that's bringing the glory back. When you get that, do you know that there's generational inheritance there? There are things for your home and family and children that we work so incessantly for. We are going to learn to operate from this realm. Look what he's already given us. When you go there and dwell in those seats and you're sat down and he'll teach you how to move in that place. You get clothed in it. There's transference that's made. There's kingdom transference of made. You wear something from that realm. And then you come back to this one. When you come back to this one, come back down to the earth. When I get back in this realm, the Bible says you've been given the keys of the kingdom. What you bind on the earth is bound in heaven. What you loose
That first one says, loose and release the kingdom deposit, hands of the Holy Spirit, or the jurisdiction. As soon as I get back, do you know that you are carrying something from around? Now, you can't manifest that. You can only carry it. You're the only one qualified to carry it. You can't manifest this. But when you get back here, till you're back here, the only one that can manifest it is the Holy Spirit. He takes the spiritual inheritance and he creates it into the world, into the natural. See that? You loose that to the Holy Spirit. You give it to him. You loose to the jurisdictional authority. When you're in the glory, when you get back in the earth realm jurisdiction, loose it to him. Give it to him. Release it to him. Because he can manifest things on your behalf. And then that is the time like no other to speak to your mountains, to decree the manifestation of the kingdom of God. Because he says you can have what you say if you doubt not in your heart. There's never a time in your day you're going to be more foolish when you get out of the glory. And it's still on you. You loose, release, and decree. Say loose, release, and decree. Because when you do it then, there's power there. That's how Jesus said his word was with power. He'd been with his Father. Amen. Now, something I found when I get back here, something's been happening to me lately and I'm loosing and decreeing. All of a sudden, he shifts me right back. Just in 2 seconds flat, I am shifted all the way back into the glory. Not the door, not the throne of grace, not the rest, not union, not worship. I'm shifted all the way back in 2 seconds, 30, 40 minutes to get here. And now I can go back in 2 seconds. He goes, because the door's been open. That is a daily door, he said. That's why give us this day our what? Daily bread. Once you open that door, you can access. It gets more glorious. The second round. The third round, it starts ramping up. We are sons and daughters of glory. We have inherited rights. There's 12 seats of inheritance I've presently identified. And there's a lot there. Not any one of us can explore the wholeness of it in a lifetime. We're going to get the fullness operating. Amen. Glory to God forever. Let's give the Lord glory. Hallelujah. Loose and release. Say loose and release. Receive and be clothed on from on high. Sons and daughters of glory. See, those realms of glory that you encountered, you can actually move into daily. Once you start moving by faith. Those realms in there, God will sit you down one session in the glory of God. Remember, Obed-Edom had the ark, which was the glory, show up at his house. In 3 months, he was so blessed, they brought word to the king. There is somebody, the ark is at their house, and they are blessed. Every time the glory of God shows up in the earth, it changes everything. That is a spiritual map. Nobody can make that journey for you. But it's yours. It doesn't matter if you're starting at the door or you're already in the outer perimeters. It doesn't matter. The journey's glorious all the way through. It's just going to grow from glory to glory as we behold Him. Amen. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah.